Science News, the 10th of October 2020. We are living in crazy times, and I am not talking politically, I am talking about science. In quantum physics, if you watch an experiment, it can cause it to have a different outcome than if you don't. Some scientists are taking this a step further and saying if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there, it may not make any noise. They are applying the same rules from the quantum universe to the macro one. I think they miss the point. It has been shown some of the rules which apply to quantum science are completely different to so-called Newtonian science. When scientists began to study quantum science, which is the science of the incredibly small, they were shocked to see many things would work differently from how they usually worked. Scientists are saying they have found a way to make a wormhole susceptible to human travel. In other words, they have found out how to travel through one. This contradicts the general theory of relativity and the standard model of physics. The scientists at Princeton said they have found a way to create a wormhole big enough to transport humans and their ships through them, allowing for instant travel to places we could never reach even at the speed of light. The flip side of all this is the scientists stated the only thing stopping us is we are not advanced enough in technology to do this. It turned out they solved the problem mathematically, but the practical application can be hundreds of years away. There are two kinds of hackers: the criminal type and the white hat type. The white hat hackers are people who are usually hired by companies or maybe governments to try and break into areas so the authorities can find out the weaknesses of their protection and make the protection stronger. A few years ago, a white hat hacker broke into Tesla and gained access to every Tesla car in its fleet. We never heard much about this, if anything. I wouldn't worry if you own a Tesla automobile, because any car can now be hacked and people have known all about this for years. You could be driving down the road when suddenly someone else has control of your vehicle. I have to wonder if anyone has ever been assassinated using this method. When we talk about light, there are certain laws it obeys. Maybe I should say until now. A new type of laser has been invented which does not follow the laws of refraction. Scientists are saying this new type of laser has unique properties which other laser beams don't share, and it could be invaluable in communication and other laser technologies. This has come along just at the right time, since NASA is studying lasers to use for communications because they can contain more data than a radio beam. It also violates the principle, light always takes the shortest path. Apparently, this laser beam will not be slowed down no matter what materials it passes through. Scientists are saying if they send a signal using the laser to two different targets, one of which is further away, the signal can arrive at the same time. Scientists now state black holes may be recording events which we can tap onto and see. They claim it would be like watching a movie and could have great historical value as to how the universe operated in the past right up to the present time. A breakthrough in magnetic shielding has come about. Magnetic shielding is very important in some areas, like shielding to protect electronic motors and to protect other electronics near them. Metal sheets are usually used, but now something better has come along and it is much lighter. Researchers have created a new material, nanofibers of cellulose. Another benefit of the material is it is able to be modified to fit a myriad of situations. Very thin nanosilver wires have also been produced. Graphene, the material which can be made into a sheet only one atom thick, can be used to cool our clothes. If we had infrared vision, we would see the heat coming off of every human. Scientists are working with graphene to create a material which will be capable of heating us up if we need it, or cooling us down. This is a huge breakthrough and could result in new types of space suits, insulation and dynamic clothing which will know what to do based on how hot or cold you feel. There is a new type of engine in town, according to one scientist who claims his engine changes electricity into thrust. The scientist is a professor at Wuhan University, the city which seems to have brought the coronavirus. Anyway, the engine uses no fossil fuel. A simple description of the engine was it used microwaves, turns them into plasma and shoots this plasma out the back for propulsion. Most scientists don't believe this has been accomplished, but if it has, it could change a lot of things. There is another engine we have been playing with for a while. It is a sealed unit which mysteriously moves a craft. Sometimes scientists get excited over something we could care less about. This might be one of those times for most people. They are very happy to have witnessed light coming from two black holes while merging. Apparently, even though this took place billions of years ago, we are just seeing the light reach us. Scientists usually claim no light can escape from a black hole, but this situation was different. The two black holes merging seemed to create so much heat it caused an explosion of light. Scientists who were experimenting with the drug ketamine decided to give it to sheep. To their amazement, they found it could turn the sheep's brains on or off. One scientist stated, "After the high dose of ketamine, the brains of these sheep completely stopped. We've never seen that before." The drug is currently being used in cases of depression and mental illness. When the sheep were injected with a high dose of the drug, their brains did a complete shutdown, but the effects were only temporary, and after a few minutes their brains functioned normally again. It looks like we are making advances on how to put humans into suspended animation. Recent experiments on mice show this is possible. We have all seen those movies where people are in a spaceship and are in hibernation or suspended animation because the trip is so long. Looks like this could actually happen.